Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastors Carl and Cheryl Thomas. Our favorite verse is Habakkuk 2:14, "For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." Consumed by that revelation, we are committed to recognizing, resourcing, and releasing high-impact ministries resulting in global glory, transforming lives to impact their world. We have a teaching that will impact you today. Now, let's get right into that word. Gonna have communion today and enjoy community together, but I'm gonna jump back to John chapter 10. We're talking about doors. How many know we're talking about doors? Doors. All right, so got a PowerPoint coming up there just about any time. There it is. Doors. Amen. How many invited some people out for doors? You know, we got some people came to Jesus last week, first time. That was awesome. Hoping for some more today. But we're just believing for breakthrough week after week. So I want to talk to you about another door that you need to successfully traverse. And so back last week, we talked about the first door and the most important door. Jesus said, "I am the door." So he said, "I am the door. And if anyone enters by me, he will be saved." How many have ever used a door? How many used a couple doors today? How many walked through a door this morning? You obviously came through a door when you came into the sanctuary. How many know walking in and through a door, it's not that complicated? And I just am amazed that God would choose and Jesus would choose to say, I am the door. And he said there's a very, very simple access point. This is it. It's exclusive, but he is the door. He says he will be saved. He will come in and go out. You'll feel that freedom, safety, and security. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So when you come in, there's also benefits of a relationship with a wonderful God. When you exercise use of that door, when you come in, there is an experience with God that has radical benefits. So Jesus talked about something that we're not as familiar with, but showed you last week this picture of the sheepfold, and he said, "I am the door." So he's there. He is the one. You can trust him. He's faithful. He is the door, and he will bring you in and take you out and preserve you and bless you. Now, I want to jump into 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, and I'm actually going to read from the Message. And it's a paraphrase by a fellow named Eugene Peterson, but it's great sometimes to read a passage of scripture in a different translation or paraphrase, and it can just open windows for you, can enlighten.